On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 3 o'clock here, WEEI Afternoons, on a Wednesday in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And I'm excited when I see a couple Patriots-related three-point stances in the rundown, Fitzy. One about a aged potential future Hall of Famer, and one about a young potential future Hall of Famer. So
right.
It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. He's getting his headphones on, and it's time for the three-point stance.
319! Ready! 319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you forget to censor the S-word in Jaylen Brown's post-game comments, hand up accountability, that's on me. You got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. He just said it so naturally, I can't help it. All right, 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off today. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So a phrase I've always loved but always thinks gets misunderstood is best case scenario. Literally, best case scenario means perfection, right? Like everything works out perfectly. You win the lottery, you marry a hot woman, whatever. In sports, you win every game, you score every point, blah, blah, blah. So coming into the season, if we had asked what's the best case scenario for Drake May and the New England Patriots, if anyone on this radio station had told you, well, Drake May is going to be one of the two or three best quarterbacks in football, he's going to be an odds-on favorite to win the MVP, and he's going to lead the Patriots to not only the best record in the conference, but maybe to the Super Bowl and beyond, you would have said, no, seriously, like, what do you think maybe the best option could be for his development and the evolution of the Patriots? But what has happened? Well, he could win the MVP, and the Patriots are a legitimate contender to win the Super Bowl. So I think that has changed what we need to allow on these radio airwaves in a Disney-like fashion in the future. We can't poo-poo you. If you want to be crazily optimistic, Drake May has made that possible. The old Kevin Garnett, anything is possible. Well, Drake May has updated that because he has shown us that, yes, a quarterback who could barely win, who could barely make plays, and could barely avoid turnovers can turn it around in 1 year and turn his team around with Mike Vrabel in 1 year. So best case scenario is now closer to its literal meaning.
Left the boys speechless, it appears. I think it's interesting to see, because I think at the beginning of the season we looked at Josh Allen's second year stats, for example, and went, all right, that's best case scenario.
Sure.
20 touchdowns, you know, eight picks, whatever it was, 3,000 yards. And we said, yeah, that's the best scenario. And I think we all aligned anywhere between 7 to 8, maybe 9 wins, pushing for a wild card spot. But yeah, to your point, if you said, oh yeah, Drake's the odds on MVP and the Patriots are competing for a Super Bowl, I think the wise ass behind the glass would have gone, no, all right, so give me your actual one for this season. That's like, oh yeah, Roman Anthony's your 2026 MVP and the Red Sox are on duck boats next year, which is kind of wild to say, but is being lived up to in New England.
I do wonder, Dan, you bring that up like, okay, second year Josh Allen, and I'd been frequent to point out that second half of the season he became unlocked and he was really good and, you know, it took a while, but like from that point on, he hasn't turned around and looked back. If Drake May had a Josh Allen second year type of season this year, as opposed to a legitimate MVP candidate season, would we have been pleased? Because I think the answer would be yes.
Yeah, I think that was the best case scenario I was kind of looking for, and maybe even similar, like, and even make the playoffs, and maybe you make mistakes to lose on wild card weekend on the road kind of thing. All that has changed. Now we're like, forget wild card weekend. I'll see you on divisional weekend because I'll have the bye week. I'll be at Gillette Stadium waiting for somebody to come play me, and I'm going to have the soon-to-be-announced awards NFL MVP as my quarterback when we take the field in Foxborough for that first game. And I think it's remarkable. And it goes the other way, too. I've always struggled with the worst-case scenario. Famously, my former boss, when they drafted Isaiah Wynn, said, well, if he can't play tackle, worst-case scenario is you have a Pro Bowl guard. And I was like, well, I don't think that's actually the worst case scenario is he stinks and he's not on your team in 2 years or 3 years, right? So, like, we throw these phrases out there, but I think the ceiling on best case scenarios has been lifted thanks to what Drake May has led the Patriots to this season with his own accomplishments.
Yeah, I would say we have a new idea of what a best case scenario for a second year quarterback is in New England and the NFL at large. But then again, the second year best case scenario was kind of altered a couple years or just one season prior to Josh Allen's elevation to elite starting quarterback with Mahomes. Because even though that was his first year as a starter, his second year was absurd. He was an MVP.
Right, but he was taking over a team that was a playoff caliber team. Like, that's some of the, like, Drake May took over a team that, save for that weird win late in the year, was going to pick number one overall, was going to be a three-win team. And Fitzy, I remember when he's got one win. He's got one win on his resume, and he turns the ball over more often with the game on the line than he does put it in the hands of his playmakers with the game on the line. And now a year later, I'm like, least of my concerns are Drake May. I'd take him over the field. I'd take him over any quarterback in football. How quickly we've moved on to the positive direction, like winning the lottery, like winning the Powerball tonight.
Yeah, big number, right?
$600 million, I believe.
Wow. All right.
And that's the one I can still afford. They jacked up the $5 ticket price on the other one, so I just buy the Powerball.
Come on. Yeah, Mega Millions, $5 now.
Now, to be fair, it goes over $1 billion with regularity, so, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, there you go. And you lose $2 every week anyways on the parlay, so you might as well use it on something that has a snowball's chance in hell of winning.
That's a great point. I have a better chance to win the lottery with my $2 than to win my parlay on Fridays over the week.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's the WEEI Afternoons difference. Fitzy, you ready?
All right, let's dig into some Patriots of the past, shall we?
Oh, let's do that. Here is 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
All right, obviously, we make a lot about these discussions, these arguments, these debates over, like, which New England Patriot could make it to the Patriots Hall of Fame next. There's going to be a long line. D-Mac could have to wait 5 years because it's going to be Gronk, and it's going to be this guy, and when will Logan Mankins or Vinatieri get in, blah, blah, blah. And then we talk a lot about, like, which Patriots should make it to Canton, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It should be Edelman. Well, I can't wait for Brady, Gronk, etc. Well, there is a former New England Patriot, a longtime great, who now has a legitimate chance to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame thanks to the senior vote. They have to have been not playing the NFL for 25 years or longer, and that would be Patriots receiving great Stanley Morgan. In a piece that I read at Patriots.com from our friend Mike Dussault, Patriots great Stanley Morgan named Pro Football Hall of Fame senior semifinalist. He is one of 9 semifinalists in the senior category for the class of 2026. And anyone who watched the New England Patriots from the late 70s through the 1980s remembers that he legitimately was their first ever offensive superstar. He averaged over 19 yards a catch in his career. He had over 10,000 yards, still leads the New England Patriots in receiving yards, had 72 touchdowns. And sure, he's going up against people like Roger Craig and Kenny Anderson for that class. But I'll tell you, I think there's a real good chance he makes it. And this is not a sympathy vote. He belongs.
Absolutely. He's always been number one on my list of Patriots receivers that should go to the Hall of Fame next, ahead of Wes Welker. And those guys are both ahead of Julian Edelman. I think they have a nice little backlog here and couldn't be different players. Remember that there was one game this year, might have been the Saints, where we prepared for a team. They didn't have a single target who averaged double-digit yards per reception. Stanley Morgan averaged almost 20 yards per reception, not for a game, not for a season. A career.
Flipping career.
And I know, different time, but he also had 10,000 yards, so he accumulated a big number of total yards as well.
Yeah. Andy, what would he do? Like, I want to ask you this question, then I got one for Ted. What would Stanley Morgan, prime Stanley Morgan, do if we're going to video game it? What would he do with Drake May? If he had over 10,000 yards, 72 touchdowns, and averaged almost 20 yards a catch, per catch for his career, with the likes of flipping Tony Eason and Steve Grogan, what would he do with Drake May?
He would be a superstar. He would be an all-pro superstar.
Beyond Justin
superstar.
Jefferson.
Yeah, he would be up there. That conversation. Is
yes.
he the best receiver in football? And he'd be fun in big plays, or Randy Moss, whatever you want to compare him to, he would be an absolute superstar in here in New England.
And Ted, here's one for you. So of the nine guys that are together, I think there's that are nominated, I think there's really only three or four that merit like immediate consideration. Roger Craig, Joe Jacoby, Steve Tasker, and Elsie Greenwood.
You know, I mean, for me, you know, the two names that jump out are Roger Craig and Joe Jacoby.
Same.
You know, those are the obvious. I don't remember the yardage that Roger accumulated, but I mean, he was one of the main characters in those, you know, that dynasty for the 49ers. You know, you had Tom Rathman was the fullback leading for him, so it was a dynamic backfield. And he had such a, you know, not that this garners you a nod into the Hall of Fame, but one of the more unique running styles you'll ever see. If you remember what he was known for was his high knees.
Yeah, that's right.
He ran with his high knees. It was unbelievable. But and then Joe Jacoby was part of those great lines, you know, right, for the Redskins?
Yeah.
So, and those were famous offensive lines there, blocking for
Hogs.
Yeah, but who was the running
Riggins?
Back? Riggins. John Riggins, yeah. So, those are the two names. I mean, Greenwood's a hell of a name, too. And I forgot what Henry Ellard.
The old receiver for the Rams, who was a hell of a receiver himself.
Yeah.
Jacoby had two first-team All-Pros in a bunch of Pro Bowls, not to mention the three Super Bowls. Roger Craig, bunch of Pro Bowls himself, obviously, in three Super Bowls. The thing about Roger Craig, same number of touchdowns as Stanley Morgan. He had 13,000, just over 13,000 yards combined from scrimmage in his career. But also, he has the distinction of being the first ever guy to get 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing in a career.
In a singular season. To me, that is why he should be a Hall of Famer. That right there. Like, when
I think things that have never been done...
And I know the game was evolving, but he was the original, like, LaDainian Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, whoever you want to consider these next generation Hall of Fame dual threat running backs.
Roger Pass Craig. Catching, yeah.
Yeah, Roger Craig was the original. Put him in.
You look at, okay, well, I mean, only one, you know, he made one first-team All-Pro, one second-team All-Pro. So, I mean, usually you need at least three to four of those, but I don't know. Maybe you know, you have a different criteria for these guys, but those would be my two guys, Joe Jacoby and Roger Craig.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll leave that one there. Great class indeed that you could go back and forth. Everybody has the resume where you go, yeah, you know what, they're probably at least right on the cusp at very least. But we'll move on to Ted Johnson here in the 3-point stance. Teddy, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So the Celtics finally got over 500 last night, beating the perennial all-stars that are the Brooklyn Nets. it's amazing to me. So seven games ago, they played the Utah Jazz and shot 51 threes, made 11 of them for 22%. But in the last seven games since, they've shot considerably less three-pointers. They were, for over a year, the number one team in volume of three-pointers shot in games just eight games ago. Now they are second in attempted threes behind the Cleveland Cavaliers and have a record of 6-2 in those games. So clearly shooting less threes has been the kind of way to go, and I'm curious if this trend continues the rest of the way. Stop shooting as many threes, and you'll win more games. However, I just want to point out one thing. Of the last eight opponents, everybody's getting all excited about the, kind of the Celtics right now. The combined record of the last eight opponents is 40-73. So that is 33 games under 500 is the combined record of the last eight opponents. So I wouldn't get too excited when you kind of put it in that context, a little bit of kind of like a Patriots argument with the schedule. But shooting less threes means more wins for the Celtics.
Little strength of schedule talk for the basketball team in town. That's what we need. Jump from football to basketball.
But you love, your guy loves shooting too, so this should be great news to you.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of it. Like, your best player is shooting twos, so you're going to shoot more, fewer threes.
Yeah, yeah. And I like he's getting to the foul line a lot. However, the Celtics are the least amount of free throw attempts of any team in the NBA. They don't have a lot of guys that drive to the basket, well, other than JB.
Right. And with the intention of drawing contact. Pritchard will drive, but I feel like he's always driving to kick to the corner or looking to, not with like a physical mentality of getting
because honestly, he can't elevate.
Right.
He pump fakes to try and get him, and then, you know, he gets blocked a lot of times.
Yeah. So, now, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, I also do wonder if, remember how bad Pritchard and White were to start the year? I don't know if that affected the idea that we're not going to be a three-point shooting mm-hmm. team. Maybe that leads them to, because they have been, they've gone from those 50 games, they're now usually like 39, 36, 42. They're kind of in that range more regularly.
Yeah, they shot 42 last night. They're averaging 44. They were averaging 47, again, 8 games ago. So that's, it's come down a little bit. I think they're going to, I don't know, they haven't changed their style, Andy. They're the same three-point volume shooting team. Even, it doesn't matter who they have out there. And that's the head-scratcher. They don't have the personnel to be that kind of offense. So I'm just, the fact that they don't attack the rim more, the fact they're still one of the worst-paced teams, they just don't pick up their pace at all, is shocking to me considering the personnel that they have. Doesn't make sense.
And then
I don't get it, guys. I really don't, Andy. Like, I mean, why don't you play to your strength? It's not a perceived, it's not a weakness, the 3-point shooting. It's just that they're not as good as they should be. So why don't they play to what they can, why don't they play with what they can do?
Well, that might be a question of Joe. Well, first of all, we know what Joe Mazzulla wants to do normally, but also he is still tinkering. I don't know if he knows what they're best at, what the best mix is.
I think
is.
That might be the answer. Like, does that scare you? That the coach doesn't even maybe know. He acts like he knows. He acts like they have a philosophy. He acts like, oh, they're getting close. Oh, they're trying. They're forming an identity. What is it exactly? What can you? He doesn't clearly, other than two on one, which honestly, that is just, that makes no sense. I mean, everyone's looking for the 2-on-1, but that's just a little concept in a bigger philosophy, which I don't know if they have a big picture kind of wide range philosophy on what they're trying to do.
And at 15 games into the season, so you're knocking on this, pretty soon it's going to be a quarter of the way through the year. And we had heard that they had a longer, more intense training camp, right? More practices, more practice time, more intensity.
Yeah, JB called him crazy.
Wouldn't you thought...
Good kind of crazy.
Right, but wouldn't you have thought that was to figure out who you are before you played games, right? Like to test the mettle of your players and your rotations and what they're good at, what they're not good at. Doesn't seem like they learned a lot in that, and it seems like there's 15 games in still trying to learn.
It clearly. I mean, I don't know. Jordan Walsh started last night. Did you see he only played 11 minutes?
Yeah, I think he's out. Somebody, I bet you on Friday there's a new start. That they have four starters now. That other one, I bet you there's a new guy on Friday. I heard Terp say maybe Shireman could get his shot to be a starter.
It's turning into the Masked Singer.
I'm not used to seeing so many different lineup changes for this team. Clearly, obviously, because they have so many new guys. But, I mean, 15 games in, to not really even have settled on that is a little bit disconcerting.
And then as far as the quality of opponents or wins, I've pretty much settled in on you're above the really crappy teams. Like, there's a certain group of teams that are going to be vying for those superstars at the top of the lottery, and you're clearly below the good teams. Like, you're just in that weird middle ground, and I think you're just hoping that at the end of the day you win enough of those games to get into that weird, like, sixth spot. you know, or even the play-in. You may be a play-in team.
Does Tatum make you that much better, though, that you can actually keep up with some of these better teams if he's got enough time to ramp up and recover?
I mean, he makes you better, obviously. He's your best player. He's one of the. He's an all-NBA player. But I don't know
not
that.
To make a serious run.
No, not compared to, like, OKC, your team, the Thunder, yeah, right? The way they play. No, you're not in that. And I keep hearing, I think Terp uses the word, the next iteration. Oh, they're still tinkering with pieces that are going to be part of the next iteration when Tatum comes back. I don't know if they know the iteration. I don't know, like, is Anthony Simons part of the iteration, or is Anthony Simons going to be traded and who is this an offseason where we're going to be pondering what could the mad scientist Brad Stevens do? Like,
if you're showcasing Anthony Simons for a trade, you're not doing a very good job of showcasing him.
No, I wouldn't say. I don't know what you'd get for him other than just salary dump and picks. If he's just a salary consideration going out the door and you get picks, I don't know. Yeah, they haven't done a good job of that. You're right, Fitzy. That feels like a trade where you get like 3 second-round picks and you're like, woo, second-round picks. Woohoo, let's collect second-round picks and see what that gets us in the future. All right, Dan Ball, nice job with the three-point stances. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we like to do this on Wednesdays, our first look at the coming opponent. And, well, we're on to Cincinnati, the Bengals-Patriots Sunday in Cincinnati. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Stevenson. Touchdown. Patriots strike first. A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo in his head coaching debut gets the victory in Cincinnati. 16-10.
Remember that. Opening day 2024, Gerard Mayo's Patriots upset the Bengals in Cincinnati. He gets the Gatorade bath. All is right in the world. And then since then, well, Joe Burrow has been injured, so the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow. Patriots have Drake May. Patriots are the better team. Patriots are rolling. Patriots 9-2 heading into Sunday's trip to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, who are 3-7 case you haven't been paying attention, Joe Flacco is their quarterback. Yeah, he was on the Browns. He's not anymore. From the Bengals, the Jets, all these teams. He's bounced around. He's actually put up some numbers over the course of the season. They're not a good football team, Ted. They certainly are not a good defense. Good Lord, the numbers are bad on defense. Pretty much all of them.
They're awful. They're clearly far and away the worst defense. However you want to kind of quantify it, 32nd in yards. They give up over 400 yards per game on average. That's ridiculous. They're ranked 32nd, dead last in TDs allowed at 41. They're 31st in passing defense. They give up almost 260 yards per game. They're dead last in rushing defense. They give up an average of 160 yards. They're dead last in points, giving them points per game. You can average 33.4 points on them. There are two categories that they do rank better than the Patriots defense, and that is red zone defense. They're just one slot ahead of the Patriots, ranked 30th in red zone defense. And then also they are better at getting interceptions than the Patriots. The Patriots have 6 on the season, and the Bengals have 8, so they're ranked a little bit higher there. But everything else, they're terrible. They're awful. They don't get to the quarterback. They only have 14 sacks. So as far as the defense goes, it's an awful, awful defense. And to kind of put it in perspective, over the last 2 years, they have had 4 games in which they've scored 38 points or more and still lost in the last 2 years.
That's amazing.
So this year they had 2 games. They scored 38 points against the Jets, lost 39-38. They scored 42 points against the Bears, but lost 42-47. Last year against the Ravens, they lost in overtime, 38-41. And last year against the Steelers, they lost 38-44. So they can score a lot of points, but it still doesn't matter. Their defense is so bad, you'll probably still win a game.
It makes you wonder, how in the holy hell did they ever let it get to this? And I know their offensive line has been persistently bad because Joe Burrow gets hurt every other year. But this is a comically bad defense. This is like the kind of defense that plays against Notre Dame or Michigan in one of those buy-in college games.
You know, you mentioned Joe Burrow getting injured, and you kind of you almost have to look at it as a warning for the Patriots in a sense. You know, Joe Burrow was sacked 51 times in his second year. He was sacked 41 times in his second year. Last year, he was sacked 48 times. And, you know, you think about all those hits. You know, he's been injured, obviously, this year. He was injured a lot in the 2023 season. And so, you know, he was injured his rookie year. He missed 6 games. So it's almost a cautionary tale for the Patriots. Invest in your offensive line. That's the most important asset you have is Drake May. And right now, Drake May is on pace. I think it's come down a little bit. Beginning of the year, he was on pace for mid-60s of getting sacked. It's down to about, I think, 56 right now. But what you don't have in Joe Burrow that you have in Drake May is you have a mobile quarterback. So Drake May is getting hits in the open field. His head is slamming on the turf in the open field. Those aren't sacks, right? So even though he gets sacked a lot, he also gets hit in the open field a lot. Joe Burrow doesn't do that. And so he's actually accumulating more hits than Joe Burrow is. Yet, you know, and you know, to sit here and think that Drake May, it isn't going to catch up to him one day is crazy. So I think they got to do a better job of investing in the offensive line in this offseason. It's the most important unit you have when it comes to protecting your best asset. And it's almost like the Bengals to me are a warning to the Patriots. Make sure you protect your greatest asset.
Absolutely. And Fitzy, they're a little bit, you know, Schlereth likes to go down this road of, oh, look, I have great wide receivers. And they did that. And Joe, to be fair, Joe Burrow asked them to do that. Remember, he was at the Super Bowl. He did an interview. He's like, I think we can keep T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. We should have both guys on the team. So he kind of wanted them to do that. But if you do that, well, you didn't spend money on the offensive line. You haven't protected him. The Patriots have already taken a step down that direction, right? They took Will Campbell with the 4th overall pick, and you hope that's a process, and we'll
drafted
see where
a guard slash center and Jared Wilson.
Right, so you're already hopefully going in that direction, because it's been laughable. I don't know why I watched it, but the second preseason game I was watching, and they had Joe Burrow out there longer than anyone in the crowd wanted, and he was running for his life. Every play was like jailbreak city, and it's like, this is only the preseason, and you're already putting him in harm's way with this lackluster line.
But I mean, you know why they did that, though? Because of the notoriously slow starts for Zach Taylor. Like, they're terrible the first three games of every season. So then they said this preseason, like, now we're going to come out and we're going to leave the starters in there and be tuned up, so we're ready to go week one. Also, we're going to get Joe Burrow killed.
They might have shown that secretariat race. The Belmont Stakes from 1973. Finish the race. But, I don't know, Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow.
Yep.
RG3, there's David Carr
down in Houston.
David Carr.
Yep.
There's examples out there where teams did not invest in their offensive line, and these what you would thought would be perennial great quarterbacks for a long time had very short careers.
And then the other issue they face, well, beyond the fact that their best player is also out this week, so we can talk about how bad they are with Ja'Marr Chase. They don't have Ja'Marr Chase this week because he chose to spit, and now he sits for a week. But they also are one of the few teams left that use the ownership model, right? The owner, Mike Brown, is essentially the GM, the head of football, the lead scout. He decides draft and free agency. And
kind of like the old Raiders formula.
Yeah, and those are, him, Jerry Jones. There's not too many of those left.
Jerry, yeah.
Now there's actual GMs and guys that theoretically know what they're doing in those jobs.
You know, I heard that they, if you ask for an extra pair of socks, they payroll deduct.
Oh my God.
I've heard stories about the Bengals.
You've got to be kidding me.
You want to, we'll give you two. Oh, you want a third? Okay. Well, you want that third jock strap? We're going to have to payroll deduct that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Carson Palmer talked a lot about that when he got fed up. And that was a while ago, obviously, but when he left Cincinnati, he talked about, we praise the Patriots for massages and things they did on the short week. They didn't have massage therapists. And he actually said, well, I'll pay for mine. Can they come in the building? They wouldn't even let him in the building. No, you do that on your time, off-site, in a different
place. Didn't they charge him for meals, too?
Yes, they are as archaic. The famous story is they changed the TVs in the stadium and sold them. Like, they had, like, a yard sale out front.
Right.
Hey, we're changing TVs,
though.
Come buy them.
You know why? Because Mike Brown, he doesn't have another business. He didn't make his money in something else and then decide this is the way he generates his own income is through the football team.
So go do what all the other owners are doing. Sell 7% of your franchise to the Saudi wealth funds or whatever
and get yourself
a few $100 million to bring your franchise, because you're wasting. We can talk about waste. Joe Burrow is a great player. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And if you look back on this era and say, well, he went to one Super Bowl, then he was always hurt, and then we were poorly run, and we didn't have a defense, and we didn't have an offensive line, find some money and figure it out, because it's going to be annoying.
You're
as a
assuming
fan.
The owner is his main priority is to win. That's kind of a leap there. Not every owner that maybe that I don't think that's Jerry Jones's main consideration. I don't think it's Mike Brown's main consideration.
And that's sad, especially if you're a fan. Let's work in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937 as we begin to look at Bengals-Patriots on Sunday in Cincinnati. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, you guys are just talking about Mike Brown. I mean, he's not the only guy who's inherited a franchise at zero-cost basis. But you said the thing about the selling the TVs. Their stadium is trash, held together by Skyline Chili. Their practice field is across the street. Like, you got to wear your cleats and then cross the road to go to their practice facility. So, Drake May, pad those stats. Patch 48, Bengals 17. Drake May, 5 touchdowns. Thanks.
I love it, Matt.
Wow.
I love the blowout. 617-779-7937. We'll squeeze in one more phone call. Mike in Framingham. What's up, Mike?
I just want to know if anybody has called up Gerard Mayo and thanked him for winning the last game. So the Patriots got the third pick instead of the first pick, because I don't think they would have picked Drake May if they had the first pick.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike.
Mike's a year off, Lynette.
He's a year off.
Yep.
And I'm not thanking him because I could have traded down from the first pick and added another first-round pick. I wanted the number one pick because you could have had more assets.
Yep.
Hell, you could have taken Will Can't. You could do whatever you want. When you sit first, you control everything in the National Football League.
The catbird seat.
Yeah.
You got it all going on.
Give me the number one. We got time?
Real quick.
The player survey for the Bengals.
Yep.
Last year, Treatment of families, they graded the worst in the league at F minus. I don't know.
That's possible.
Food and cafeteria, they rated the worst at F minus. Nutritionist, dietitian, they rated the worst F minus. A little better in locker room, they were only a D plus, a 24.
Okay. Nice.
So training staff, weight room were the B pluses. And then the strength coaches got an A minus. So
they like them.
Yeah.
Nice job by them.
And surprisingly, the ownership got a C plus, which is weird. So anyway, but yeah. Yeah,
how can you vote F minus in everything and then say they're doing a good job from the ownership level?
No, not sure.
That's a strange one. All right. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. We'll ask about the Chase suspension and much more around the NFL. That's next on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
EI. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, we go right to the guest line on a Wednesday at 3:45 to talk to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Hello there, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're good.
We're good. Team continues to win. We're having fun. It's Drake May's awesome. You know, everything's great. So not so much for the Bengals. And I wanted to start there with their star wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, has the spitting incident with Jalen Ramsey, gets suspended. He appeals. It is upheld. Wondering what the reaction within the league is to something like that. I know they had the other incident earlier in the year with the Eagles-Cowboys game with a spitting incident. How frowned upon, I guess, is spitting in terms of the bad things that go on in a football field?
Well, it's about as degrading an act as you could ever engage in. And I don't know what year Ted graduated Colorado. What year was that, Ted? Was your last year there?
It was 94 season, Adam.
Okay, because I was trying to think here. There was an incident in Colorado where Bill Romanowski at one point spit on J.J. Stokes.
I remember like it was yesterday, Adam. Yep.
Yeah, me too, because I covered that team. And the amount of attention that it got, like, that was considered as vile and offensive and as demeaning as you could do. Now, in this particular case, you've had it happen twice this year. Twice. Yeah, somebody said to me this morning, like, oh, the league should do a better job of spelling out, you know, spitting is not allowed. I'm like, they go over. They made it a point of emphasis saying
sportsmanship is going to be a priority. There's going to be discipline if sportsmanship is not adhered to. Like, what do you want them to do? To say specifically, you can't spit, you can't pick your nose and wipe it on your, like, what do you want them to do?
It
should be pretty self-explanatory, but it's not. And guys resort to that, and obviously it's going to be, well, it's, in the case of Jamar Chase, just think about this, okay? He spit at Jalen Ramsey. He is suspended for one game as the team is desperately trying to keep alive its playoff hopes, which already are on the outside looking in. He's now going to miss a do-or-die game for them. And not only is he going to miss that game, but it's going to cost him $507,000.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have or make. If you're going to be fined $507,000, or you're going to lose the opportunity to make $507,000, that would piss off anybody, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. That should be a huge deterrent moving forward. I just can't imagine somebody making the same mistake after seeing what he's getting hit with for loss of money. But, Adam, you know, a very interesting, maybe the first ever, I've tried to find another team that has done this, where a team, you know, trades their quarterback into the same division in midseason, like the Browns did to the Bengals. So they get Joe Flacco. He's traded there October 7th. Mike Tomlin was very critical, which is interesting that another coach and the coaches, the Steelers in the same division would be critical. But just your thoughts of Flacco getting traded, had you you know, did that surprise you? And were you surprised to hear Mike Tomlin's kind of criticism of that trade?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were. You know, it was a direct shot at Andrew Berry, the general manager. And I think some people pointed out that Mike has an affection and a respect for Kevin Stefanski, the Browns coach. So somebody explained it, right or wrong, that it was almost it was a way to kind of support the head coach that he likes. Now, I don't know, maybe so, but you know, he clearly was against that, and he was worried that it was going to be a situation that was going to cost them dearly. And so, it almost did. You know, I think the Bengals are going to fall short here, but, yeah, he didn't like it.
So, Adam, another Sunday, another boatload of complaints about the officials, the officiating referees in the NFL. Is there any? Do you think this will be an off-season of mild to significant change as far as the way certain plays are officiated and certain penalties in the NFL?
This is an age-old issue. This is people being upset with officials. It happens every single year. And I'm sorry, but I just don't know that this year is any worse than any other year. Like, I've heard time and time again, coaches all upset and worked up about the state of officiating. Like, it's gone on for a long time. This is not a new phenomena. This is not new to this year. I've covered the league over 35 years. I don't think there's ever been a season where I haven't heard people pissed off about the officials.
Time now to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, Cam Newton used the word fool's gold to describe the Patriots and Drake May. Do you believe there's any merit to that accusation that Drake May and the Patriots are fool's gold?
What does he mean by that? That they're not a first-place team, that they're not a playoff contender, that they're not a threat to go to the Super Bowl, that he's not a threat to win? Like, what does that mean, fool's gold?
Well, he kind of compared him to cubic zirconia or something cheap you could buy in the middle of the mall. He kind of pointed, as many do.
They're not what they appear.
Yeah, not what they appear. I think there was some strength of schedule crap in there, all of that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I believe that, look, first of all, they've already achieved more than I think a lot of people expected them to. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't, but do I think they're going to win the division? I do. Do I think they're going to host a playoff game? Yes. Are they going to have a chance to make noise in the post? Yeah, they are. I don't know how that's going to go. Now, look, if they go one and done, then Cam will be proven right, that that'll be fool's gold. the team will decide that in the postseason. But the fact that they're even being talked about is fool's gold at this point in time in a year when they're in a prime spot to win the division. Great. Like, call them fool's gold all you want. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's good TV. Good job, Cam. But the Patriots are going to have their say to prove him right or wrong in the postseason. That's all that matters.
That's it. Bottom line business, Adam. All right. So a team that I'm curious just to get your thoughts on, that the record would suggest they're not very good, but the metrics would say that they are a lot better than what their record would suggest, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost two in a row. They are 5-5. Just your thoughts on what's going on in Kansas City. Do you see them being there and making the playoffs, or do you think that their issues are more serious than that?
Well, here's the deal. I think that, you know, they've won the division 9 straight years. This is going to be the first year in 10 years that they don't win the division. They're not going to win it this year. So I still think that they're probably going to make the playoffs. And I still think, like, if you're New England and your first playoff game is at home against the Chiefs, are you feeling good about that?
Not great. Not great.
Not great. No. No. So, you know, the Chiefs do have some issues, but their road to the Super Bowl is going to be longer and more challenging than it has been in other years. I don't put it past them at all that they could get there. I still think that team is a threat, but they're going to have to do it the longer, harder way than they've done in other years.
And Adam, we were bouncing this one around earlier on the show. Just wanted to get your pick. If you could pick any one quarterback to start any one game, regular season, playoff, et cetera, that you need to win now, because obviously we were all kind of leaning in on Drake May, who would you go with?
For MVP right now?
No, to just start one game that you had to win.
Drake May compared to who? What are my options? Like, what do we mean?
Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Stafford.
I could pick one quarterback any game. To win the game?
Yes, sir.
Patrick Mahomes.
So you're going with chalk. Okay.
Hard
to see what you did there.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, by the way, I'm happy if Drake proves us not to be fool's gold. I'm happy to go with him, but I'm not going there yet.
Hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We went through some down times. We have a quarterback again. We're getting a little giddy with excitement up here. So, yeah, we're maybe going a little too far. But we'll talk to you next week, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was ESPN's Adam Schefter going with Patrick Mahomes, the chalk pick, best quarterback. Who is, I would just like to point out, I would have said this, but I think Adam had to get to TV, 0-5 in one-score games this year. So best quarterback in football in clutch time hasn't exactly been clutch this year.
And also said, if you want to blame someone for all those losses, blame him.
Okay, well, I choose to blame him then. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons in the third hour, we have the question, who would you rather have on your team right now, Drake May or the field? Ted Johnson has to chime in. I think I know where his answer may go, but Ted surprises me all the time. You never know with him. So Ted Johnson answers the Drake May question next here on WEEI.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.